Blacks. You're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care, piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And our thanks to highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, yes, there is a place you can go this weekend that hasn't been totally closed down, and it's the Anne Springs Close Greenway, and we're pleased to have with us today Elizabeth Bowers, who is the Communications and Guest Services Director at the Greenway. How are you, Elizabeth?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what happened to this guy, John Gordon? You just cast him aside and tell him we don't need him, right?
We got a few things going on this week at the Greenway, so.
Well, tell him I appreciate it. I'd rather look at you than him. So tell everybody about Elizabeth.
Well, the Communications Guest Services Director at the Anne Springs Close Greenway. I've been there about 7 years. I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama, and went to college at Charleston, married a Lancaster boy, and found myself at one of the best jobs in the area about 7 years ago.
So. How about that?
Yes. Uh-huh. My goal then was to make sure that the Anne Springs Close Greenway was not the best kept secret in the area, because it absolutely was when I came to work there.
You know, we were talking before we went on the air. We live in a very rapidly growing area. It just doesn't slow down. I don't care what it is, virus or no virus, economy or no economy. We're growing. And I believe, as a matter of fact, I know there's a lot of people who've never either heard of the Anne Springs Close Greenway or who have never set foot on the property of this thing. So why don't you take us back and give us some background as to how this beautiful treasure evolved.
Okay. Well, the land that comprises the Greenway, it's a 2,100-acre nature preserve, and it was dedicated to the public in 1995. But the land, of course, has been in the area for many generations. It has incredible history dating back to Catawba Indians, and even before that, we have part of the Nation Ford Road on the property. Some really interesting historical relevance to this area. And, of course, now it is a widely loved nature preserve. We have 2,100 acres, 36 miles of trail, lakes, ponds, all types of amenities for people to enjoy and get outside.
And when she says all kinds of amenities, you're not kidding. I mean, you got horseback riding up there, you got kayaking, you got your trails that you can ride your bike on, or you can just hike on there. If you want to go wear yourself and the dog out, we got a way for you to do it.
Yes, we do. We have tons of people who use our trails for mountain biking and horseback riding. Both are incredibly popular. Our most popular activities are still hiking and dog walking. All of our trails are dog friendly for those dogs on leash. And then we have the Mary Warner Mack Dog Park as well, which is a private dog park. You have to be a member of the park to enter, but it's an incredible park, 12 acres, includes an off-leash trail area, and is really one of the most unique dog parks in the country.
Well, let me ask you about this dog park. Now, you say it's 12 acres. Is it just 12 acres that's fenced?
No. The top portion is more traditional. We have a small and large dog park that is fenced. And then the really unique piece is we have about a mile of off-leash trail area that goes down to Lake Francis. So you have lake access for your dog as well as off-leash trail area, which is not otherwise available on the Greenway.
Now, when you say lake access for your dog,
all that you can imagine. So many dogs love to swim, and oftentimes when the weather is nice, we have dogs that love to swim and fetch in the water and at least get really muddy before they go home. So,
is it cordoned off in such a way that the dog for sure is going to come back to you?
There is a fence around most of it. They would have to swim a really long way to get to the other side of the lake. It has happened before, but most of the dogs are supposed to be under voice command, so we don't have too much issue with it.
Well, it takes membership to make this thing work, and that's part of your job. How many members do you have in this thing?
We have about 8,000 members of the Greenway. We have, of course, much less than that for the dog park. We have about 900 families that are part of the dog park. So all types of canines. But the Greenway membership at large is about 8,000 members. And we find that most of the people that visit us are members. And that's because there's just such great value in being a member to the Greenway. You can come to the property and pay a daily visitor fee. You can pay that daily admission for yourself and your kids online, but you can also join online. And so we try to make it really easy for people to access the Greenway. And if you come more than a couple of times a year, it really pays to join as a member.
What is a membership? $100 or something like that?
It's about $10 a month. About $120 a year for a family. But we offer a monthly payment option, so it's very affordable as far as our day-to-day living costs go. You know, how many drinks can you buy at Starbucks for $10 a month?
So. Yeah, when you can finish your walk on the at the Greenway, just
exactly.
Go to Starbucks. That's good.
It's a great gym membership. We have lots of people that love to trail run, exercise while they're out there. You know, some people come and it's a place to relax with their families. Others, it's a place to exercise. You don't see or talk to anyone while you're there, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, to access 2,100 acres.
Yes.
You've got multiple places, ways to get into
this. We are a big place, so we have four major entrances, the largest being the one off of Highway 21. It's the Lake Hagler entrance. That's where our new Welcome Center is located, the Greenway Gateway.
Very nice.
We opened that building this past July. It is a incredible facility. You know, the Greenway has been around since 1995, but we never really had a front door to the property, and the Gateway has really become that, and is a place for people to get oriented, find out more about what they can do on the Greenway, and then, of course, set off to some pretty popular spots from that entrance. The Lake Hagler is obviously available from that entrance, as well as the Swinging Bridge, which is also very popular.
And the other three entrances are scattered around the perimeter?
They are. There's the Adventure Road entrance, which is off Springfield Parkway. That's really popular with mountain bikers, and that's also where our dog park is located.
Is that the one down there by Nation Ford High School?
It is. Okay. It's right across the road from Nation Ford High School. Right. And we're flanked by strawberry fields at that entrance. We have lots of agriculture that goes on the property that we do in partnership with Springs Farm. So all the peach trees that you see blooming right now and strawberry fields later in the year.
All right. Now, one of the things that I don't want to say recently, you've been doing this for a number of years, but it seems to be ramped up. You constructed an amphitheater, per se. Comporium, I believe, is your major sponsor on that. And you put on a bunch of activities during the summer, spring and summer months, and fall.
We do. We're getting ready to roll into what I think is our 9th annual summer concert series, and we built the Comporium Amphitheater to house that every summer. It's every Thursday from June to mid-August, and we have local and regional bands that come in. The talent is great. The atmosphere is even better. It is a perfect place to relax with your family on a weeknight and get outside and have some good food and enjoy good company.
You can bring a lawn chair.
You can.
You can bring a beer.
We sell beer on site. We don't let you bring in your alcohol, but you can bring a picnic. We do allow people to still bring in their own food. So, you know, it's incredibly popular. It has about 10,000 people that visit throughout the entire summer. About 10 or 11 concerts, depending on how the weeks fall. But
so you could get 1,000 people in one night there?
We average about 1,000 people, but it doesn't feel like it. The amphitheater is in this perfect natural bowl setting, and you can really spread out. And you know, we have had well over 1,000 people there in a night, and it's still really enjoyable.
So it's actually down the level, oh my gosh, that really is cool.
Lawn style seating, we call it. So bring your lawn chairs, your picnic blankets, and things like that.
So dare I ask you to go through the schedule? No, you're not.
I couldn't rattle off all of the talent that we have scheduled. But if you go on our website, we post that stuff well in advance. So we're already gearing up for this summer. Absolutely.
So going to be 10 or 11 weeks of this.
Yes, starting in June.
All right. Now, does the Greenway do, what would I call it, outdoor activities that are outside of the park, or whether you pull a bunch of people together and say, hey, we're going to go over here and do this?
Not typically off property. Most of what we do is organized programming that happens on site. So 2,100 acres can be sometimes daunting for people. So we have really worked hard in the last couple of years to create programming that makes it super accessible. Guided hikes, community programs that run out of our nature center, intro to kayaking. We have a sunset kayaking program that's incredibly popular. So it really runs the gamut, but it focuses on getting people acclimated to the Greenway so that they are more likely to come back and enjoy and explore on their own.
Now, I know that one of the things that your long-term goal is to get the Greenway self-sustaining, that you have enough memberships coming in, because I can't imagine what the budget looks like to take care of 2,100 acres.
Absolutely. We rely heavily on membership and corporate sponsors to make our operating costs make sense for us. We run at a deficit every year. We are a nonprofit 501c3, so we do not rely on any state or local funds to support our ongoing operations. So, it's really a community asset, and we've charged the public to help take care of it in the long term.
When you benchmark yourself against other parks across the country, and you look at the fact you've got 8,000 members and you're doing all these programs and activities, would you say that for a park this size that you are well ahead of the national average?
Well, we're such a unique model in that we're a private park. We're not a public park where people can go for free. That's really the model that's most similar to a park of our size. But you look at a place like New York with Central Park, the Greenway is 2.5 times the size of Central Park. And we really feel like as the urban development continues in this area and green space diminishes, that we become more and more relevant and important to people and as part of their lifestyle. You know, people move here because it's a great place to live, and we think the Anne Springs Close Greenway is a big piece of that.
And to give proof positive to that, I will never forget on that magical day when there were like four major industries announced at one time, GT Tire, Lash, LPL, maybe it was three. We broadcast live all those ceremonies, and the lady who was the president of Lash, I will never forget her standing up there in front of the microphones saying one of the main reasons that we have located in Kingsley was because of the Anne Springs Close Greenway and the ability of our team here to be able to access that thing and go out and
absolutely. We love that LPL and Lash Group both cited us as contributing factors for why they chose to locate here. We also have incredible support from Domtar, who's also located in the Kingsley Office Park. They want to provide a certain experience to their employees, and lifestyle and wellness is a huge piece of that. And the Greenway offers a outdoor opportunity that is really unmatched in this area.
It is quite something, I tell you. It's you talk about a blessing for a community. I can remember when they were first rolling this thing out, and Close, she's something. Boy, I don't know whether she's a magician or she can look out there to the future, but her point was this is going to be a buffer, a major buffer, between the onslaught of Charlotte, North Carolina, and York County, South Carolina. I mean, had this been turned into rooftops, we wouldn't know where the line is. We would kind of look like Pineville.
Yes, she uses that example a lot. She saw that as Pineville developed, it really just kind of became absorbed by Charlotte, and it was important to her to maintain a certain level of small town life and atmosphere that can really only be created when you're not that heavily developed. And the Anne Springs Close Greenway is certainly an urban buffer to Charlotte. And she had that vision 25 years ago, and boy, was she right.
Well, if you look at the history of Springs Industries, I mean, they always took care of the people that worked with them. I mean, that was just the way the company worked. Good times and bad times, they were there to help them out. That's wonderful. Okay, so obviously, and we're going to take a break right now, there's some changes in the lifestyle at the Anne Springs Close Greenway brought on by this little thing called COVID-19, and we're going to be talking about that on the other side of our break. But first, let us remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road, Camden Avenue, and Rock Hill. Okay, Elizabeth, let's see how much you know about this. Fresh subs and salads prepared 7 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And yes, we are operational. The door is open. Come in, order your sandwich. You got to leave, or you can do it online. Any way you'd like to do it, we'll handle it. And how do we do it? One, two, three. Slice.
Garden.
We got it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great sub or salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Gold Hill Emergency Department is now open. This is Michelle Walk, ED Director at Piedmont Medical Center. Gold Hill ED is Fort Mill's first standalone emergency room, open 24/7, 365, offering all the services of a hospital-based emergency room with 12 treatment areas. Whatever the medical issue, our team of emergency medical professionals is ready to treat your family, well, when it matters most. Stop by the ED at Gold Hill Road and pick up a free first aid kit. Visit goldhiller.com to learn more.
Get rewarded with a Visa Signature credit card from Founders Federal Credit Union. With perks like no annual fees, low monthly payments, and payment protection, you can't go wrong. Plus, earn 1.25 C Rewards points for every $1 spent and redeem at CURewards.com for credit towards your bill, cash to your checking, gift cards, and merchandise. Relax with a Founders Visa Signature credit card. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com or an office near you to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great sub or salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, with Elizabeth Bowers, the Communications and Guest Services Director at the Anne Springs Coast Greenway. And if you missed the first part of the show, go back and listen to it, because this is such a treasure that we have here in York County. And I think people have a tendency to take things for granted because we just got it. Well, trust me, there ain't too many communities across the country that have got this 22,000-plus acres of green space, and you can go do what you want. Go hike, go bike, go walk, take your dog, do whatever, go to a concert series. Okay. Now, with all that good stuff being said, true or false, life at the Greenway has been impacted by the COVID-19 or the coronavirus?
Absolutely true. We, like everyone else in our community, are adapting on a daily basis to the changing news and updates from our health officials. And right now, the Greenway remains open. Our trails and entrances are open for use. We have canceled all programming and events that would currently be going on, field trips, guided hikes, everything that would require people to congregate and be in close proximity to each other, we have canceled. We are also limiting transactions, so we are not doing any in-person transactions at our welcome stations or at the Greenway Gateway. The Gateway Canteen is still open for to-go food only. But we just decided to, for the safety of our guests and staff, that we'll just put a pause on that for now.
I think it makes a lot of sense because it seems to be the main, ointment or the cure for this thing right now is just stay away from each other. That's the bottom line.
Yes. Practice social distancing. Even when you are on the Greenway, we hope that we can continue to be a respite for people in this uncertain time, but practicing these safe social distancing policies that everyone has seen is incredibly important, and we want to facilitate that and remind people of that when they're on the property so that hopefully we can continue to remain open.
Well, I would imagine with 8,000 members all paying to have access to the park, these are not stupid people. They understand what's going on in the world.
That's right. And, we've seen incredible support for our operations as we've evolved through the last week and a half. I think people are trying to be mindful of it when they're out so that this resource can remain open. But we will just continue to defer to our public health officials on what is most prudent at this time.
So do you as a group kind of huddle, on a weekly basis to see what the latest info is from the CDC and the governor?
It's really daily. This information is evolving rapidly, and we've made changes even in the last 24 hours. We've been emailing our members. You can visit our website and see the latest COVID-19 response that we have to the public. So, our website is an incredible resource now and always for information about what's going on the Greenway, and certainly right now in this evolving climate.
So what is the latest change you've made here in the last, this week?
Well, limiting the financial transactions is the biggest thing. Typically, when you come to the Greenway entrance, you would be greeted by one of our guest services team members. You would potentially check your membership there at the gate or pay your daily visitor fee. We ask that you just do all of that online. You can pay in advance to visit the Greenway on a daily basis, or you can go ahead and join. And our system is real time. So if you join online and you want to come visit that day, come. And, if you'll get a digital membership card to your email within 24 to 48 hours. So, it's really easy to do this all yourself electronically. Of course, we are still staffing our guest services from a customer support. So if you need us, call us. You can email us at any time, and we have staff still on site to respond. We're just limiting that public interaction.
What would be the next step? I mean, you've eliminated the programs. You've eliminated the transactions at the gate.
If we see nationally, if parks and other recreation facilities similar to ours are, mandated to close or look like closing is most prudent, we will do that. We hope we don't have to, but we're prepared in the event that we have to completely shut our gates. The Greenway is open 365 days a year, rain or shine. So it's always our goal to stay open as an amenity, an outdoor resource for people, especially right now when they're homebound, cooped up inside. It's going to be beautiful weather this weekend, and we know that people are going to be outside, and we just ask that they maintain that social distance. And, if you pack it in, pack it out, bring your own water. We're not suggesting that you use any public water fountains right now. We do still have public restrooms that will be available to people, but our gateway will likely be closed to the public. If you want to order from the canteen, you can, but it'll all be to go outside.
And remember, when you bring your dog, bring some dog poopy bags.
Yes. Yes, there are none provided on site, so you need to bring your own, and please remove that waste with you when you go.
So from a logistical standpoint, if you ever got to this point, we had to close it down. How do you close down 2,100 acres?
Well, it's incredibly hard because there are many ways to access that have been created over the years, and some intentional, some not. But we will close our gates. We have five entrances that we would just not open the gates every morning for. But again, we're not quite there yet.
Well, let's hope you don't get there.
We hope.
All right. So let's assume that all of this disappears. Life resumes normally here by, 1st of May.
Yeah.
That'd be good. What big is going? Are you going to do a celebration like we're back?
We maybe. You know, typically April is Love the Greenway month, so there are certain events and activities that would typically happen in April that you will likely see postponed to later in the year. We've already rescheduled our Blue Star Blitz to August 22nd. That was scheduled for March 28th. That's been rescheduled to August 22nd. That's just a fun outdoor festival to celebrate being outside. It's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, mountain bike race. We have a kids portion. So it's just a really good way to celebrate spring. We have a beer garden and some other things that happen that day. So you'll see that happen in August if all goes as planned. And we'll likely just move a lot of those festivities to later in the year and celebrate Love the Greenway Month at another time.
All right, we need to tell everybody one more time about the website, because this is where you can find out all the meat and potatoes that we've been chatting about in general here.
Yes, ascgreenway.org. You can find us easily online. We're also on all social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So find us online, connect with us. If you have questions, you can always call us. You could email us at any time. So we are ready to respond to the public with their questions. And a lot of what you need to do, you can do online. You can pay your daily visitor fee online, and you can also join online before you visit.
Yeah, it's a pretty active and robust site. There's no question about it. Even when you get your membership, card is online.
Yes, it's digital. It goes right into the wallet on your phone. So.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you for being with us today. Thanks
for
everything
you
all are doing up at the Greenway. And let's keep our fingers crossed that we can keep it open.
Stay safe out there.
Okay. I want to remind everybody that Substation 2, of course, is wide open. And if you don't believe me, the biggest customer in Rock Hill just walked in here. He's still about 7 feet. One, two, you shrunk a little bit. but you have to order your meal here. They'll fill it out, and you just walk right on outside. Or you can order it in, and they'll pick it to give it to you out there in the driveway. Or you can get the third-party delivery service, however you want to do it. It's pretty simple. But it's all here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We thank you for supporting all of the local restaurants here in Rock Hill and Fort Mill and throughout York County, because they need our help right now, and we cannot forget them, because they're a lifeblood of this community. And they've taken it on the chin with all of these changes to our lifestyle, as we've been talking about just with the Greenway. Well, imagine what it's like for all of these restaurants. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for this week. We want to remind you that, of course, it's presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, we prepare fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2 7 days a week. There is a magical way we do it. I expect everybody to bellow it at the same time. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad, not bad. Have a wonderful weekend. Go out to the Greenway and enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.